Hey, it's that time. It's been a couple weeks, probably a couple weeks, and I'm not going to lie. The reason we delayed is I've been hunting for a new intern because the last one he frightened me a little bit and annoyed me mostly. But so we're back. Radio Rich is not with us this week. We were not able to work out the scheduling with him, but instead we've got our new intern.
That's right, Rob. You ain't got to worry about that Pixie Fairy love machine no more. This is Mr. Hardcore Brandon Jones.
Yeah, that's lovely. And we've got our good friend Nightmare on the show.
Good evening, folks.
Man, look at that. What a great night we're having. So, this is a great night for me because, well, no Mark McNasty is always a good night. No Chameleon, always a good night.
Yeah.
I'm in charge, always a good night. So, yeah, I'm very, very happy to be recording for your listening pleasure. So, we just had a great big show. We've coming up on some big shows. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, so let's jump right to it. All right, here's the thing. I guess I should address this. We have not had Rampage for a couple of weeks. In fact, since I took over the show, if memory serves, not the show, the PWA. You know, I'm in charge. In case you didn't know, I'm in charge. Last time we had Chameleon on, and he thought he was in charge. He's not in charge. I'm in charge. So, yeah, you hear about that nightmare? You hear who's in charge? It's me.
Blast to the past.
Yes, yes, very much so. And, you know, and like I said on Chaos a couple weeks ago, you know, I've been plotting this for months now. And, you know, Chameleon, he got away with calling himself the most devious SOB in the business, but that's only because I was retired when he started doing that. You notice he didn't pull that shit when I was in charge of the PWA because it would not have been true. And then by the time I came back, well, no point in trying to reclaim my birthright there. But we all know the truth.
Now, Rob, would you say that lawsuit you were threatening with for a while, that was a ruse to be able to lure him off, lure him away, get his hopes down?
You know, it could be. It could have been. And you know what? I think that the lawsuit actually had a lot to do with this. The board of directors, they go, you know what? The PWA was better off when Rob Robinson was in charge. And who am I to disagree? And it comes as no surprise that we worked out that temporary, you know, and here's the thing. Who's
so this
to say,
is part of an out-of-court settlement?
Well, you know, and I'm not allowed to discuss all the specifics, but whenever I took over Rampage a few weeks or several weeks ago now, you know, and it was Friday Night Robinson and all that good stuff was going on. And I came out and I said that part of that settlement was that I got to run Rampage for that week. I didn't, you know, specify that I wasn't going to get to run it all the other weeks. But who's to say that wasn't a tryout? Like I said, I'm not really allowed to go into all the specifics because of legal stuff and yada yada. But all that matters is I am the boss once again, and I'm determined to take the PWA back to our glory days of yesteryear. Yeah,
well, you know, it doesn't take an Einstein to see that when the ratings go up triple fold the one week that you're running the show, that it's probably a good idea to bring you in full time compared to one of the Summers brothers, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Only problem is you have this talent as a lie guy coming in and interrupting things.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves now. We got a long show to go through, so.
That's true. So, yeah, let's jump right in. Oh, yes, I was a drought. I'm sorry. I'm just so scatterbrained tonight. I'm so giddy with my power. Yeah, so anyway, no rampages because been clearing some house here in the PWA. We've, you know, under Chameleon, when he and Razor were running the program, they accumulated a lot of dead wood. A lot of dead wood. I'm not going to name any names, but people like, Mr. Hollywood. He's not around anymore. People like, Chameleon actually took care of this for me, but Mark McNasty, you're not going to see him loitering around the PWA now. You know, just stuff like that, like Kyle Stevenson, who I know you've been on our website, Kyle. Why are you not leaving messages for us? You know I'm a fan. I mean, I'm not saying I want you to, you know, I'm not saying you're great, but because that ship has sailed. You let me down. You broke my heart, Kyle Stevenson. But you know, I'm trimming the deadwood. So what it amounts to is we've cut some of the you know, deadwood off of the roster. How many times can I say deadwood, do you think?
Well, if you're referring to your wife and what's going on in your pants, probably some more, but
well, at least don't have to worry about PX getting involved in that anymore.
Yeah, that's the damage has been done. Hot dog down a hallway, gentlemen. God.
Well, speaking of deadwood, if we want to lead into chaos,
not yet. I'm explaining something.
Okay.
Learn your role, intern. Now, what I was explaining is, yeah, we've not had that show because we've got a smaller roster. We are in a rebuilding phase of the PWA, so I can really put my stamp on. I don't think you There we go. That's me putting my stamp down on the PWA. So we're going to be filling the roster up with some talent this time instead of the Summers Brothers method of just anybody that can sign their name on a piece of paper. So because of that, that's why we're not having Rampage. We don't really have enough matches to fill up two shows. But what we have done is we've been selling airtime on the when Rampage would normally air on MTV. And have you seen these chamois that they're selling? The Wonder Cloth or whatever, where it's like soaks up like a whole can of soda. You just lay it down like near the spill, and it magically like sucks it all up. You guys seen this?
I was wondering why those infomercials was running for 2 hours straight.
That is why.
Because that must be bringing in some money.
Well, I've actually got a few of these magical towels, but yeah. So yeah.
Oh, do tell. How well do they work, Rob?
Very well. All right. Well, we'll just leave it at that. So yeah. So now that's why we're not covering Rampage, but we got a lot of chaos to cover. So let's hop right into the big chaosy action.
You talk about Deadwood. We got Scotty Snow. What's up with that?
You know what, Scotty Snow, I got to say this about Scotty Snow. Scotty Snow, everybody's aware, been with PWA forever and a day, since literally day one, not had a whole lot of success, been yearning for that kind of success that Steve the Birdman Morley saw way back in the day. Fought hard, he managed to overcome the big Mokdashki at Manitoba Mayhem, don't know how that happened, but it happened. And so he is now under my protection, and he wants some acknowledgement. He wants some acknowledgement. But he did
it. And he gets it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Gets it from behind.
That's a Mark Nasty joke. We're not going to go there. But
the chair shot.
Yes, he does get the chair shot. And that leads us into our first match. A part of my big rebuilding phase. We've got Hunter the Viper Sullivan, who I think is phenomenal. We're going to see huge things from this guy, which we'll get into a little bit later.
Taking on the leader of the new age PWA job squad, Jacob Collins.
Yes, the new Scotty Snow.
Surprises me that Collins actually puts up a bit of a fight.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, you know, I'll tell you what. Jacob Collins has been inspired by by Scotty Snow. That's what happened. But, of course, this was a foregone conclusion the moment I booked the match. But I just really wanted to see Hunter Sullivan get out there and show his stuff. And I, frankly, gentlemen, was not disappointed. Now, this is the kind of guy that I want to represent the PWA.
Seems to actually know how to wrestle.
Well, that's a bonus. That is a bonus, gentlemen.
And he does have what looks to be one of the most vicious submission holds we got going right now.
You know what? And I'm going to have to say, you know, I got my man Victor Stone, who is a brutal fighter and a submission master. But, yeah, Hunter Sullivan looks very impressive. I'm not going to say he's the most impressive because, you know, Victor Stone will do horrible, horrible things to me later. But, Sullivan
could be an interesting match between those two.
Oh, you know what? You said it, and it will happen. At some point, because, hey, I make things happen. It's what I do, boys and girls. So, yeah, we come back from a commercial, and there's some dude wearing a Guy Fawkes, a V for Vendetta mask.
Who knew that Mr. The Talent is Alive was a Scotty Snow fan? Everyone's a freaking Scotty Snow fan tonight.
He's inspiring. The people love Scotty Snow, and that's one of the reasons I ultimately agreed to sign him, because of the merchandise profits that I get a cut of now. So, so there's a guy there. Scotty Snow and dragged away and whatnot. Now our next match coming up is our man here, Nightmare, taking on Duff Coat Diver. You know, we should probably get Coat Diver on the show. I don't think I know for a fact he's not been on the show. Why not? I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have Skype.
So, and he definitely has a face for radio.
Yeah. You know what, Nightmare? I'm going to let you talk about this match because, you know, it was your match.
Well, primary problem coming into this match for Duff was the fact that he attributes his rekindled spark in professional wrestling to Jamie Flynn rather than to himself. This means that he has therefore put his entire career in the hands of someone else. He takes no responsibility for his job, his career, his pride. There's obviously something wrong there. I have never lost the flame for this sport. This is what I live for. It's why I've been so successful. And it's why he hasn't. He just doesn't have the hunger to succeed.
All right, well.
Very sad.
That was. I'm actually tearing up here just a little bit. But, yeah, ultimately, yeah, you know, Nightmare pulls off the big win, which is not a surprise. Now, you've been pretty successful here in the PWA. That's fair to say.
Yes. I've only had one loss in the singles division, and that was unfortunately what ended my Intercontinental title.
A champion.
No one goes on forever without being defeated at some point.
You know, that's true. Every champion is undefeated until he isn't. So that's something to think about. I was not aware of that, really. Undefeated in singles competition. Except for, I mean, you know, the one loss in singles competition, I guess, is how you're going to say that. That's impressive. Because you've been around for a while. I was unaware of that. We will see what we can do about getting you some challenges, apparently. I think that's it. You're just not being challenged enough. So we'll...
Match coming up against Jamie Flynn and Jethro Hayes should be interesting.
Well, it should
be.
Here?
Wait. Before we jump ahead of ourselves. Were you here week one, Nightmare?
No, not from the very beginning. But okay. I was here in a previous run.
All right. Yeah, what you're saying, I can agree. I think this could arguably, not even arguably, this is more than likely match of the night right here. You got Langley and Stone taking on Flynn and Hayes. This is just amazing lineup skill we got going into this.
Oh, absolutely. And if you remember on Chaos last week, it was Jethro Hayes came out, sat down in the ring until I came out and, listened to his demands, which, you know, happens way too often in this business. You know, in no other business in the world could you get away with that kind of shit. But anyway, he wanted a tag team match, wanted to do some tag team wrestling, and named his partner as Jamie Flynn. Flynn agreed. And so here we are with Reno Langley and the Intercontinental Champion, Victor Stone, of course, the former television champion, a dominant television champion, I will say.
He has a world title shot coming up.
And indeed he does, yes. The heir apparent to the world heavyweight title.
We got a whole bunch of former champions in this match.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, Jamie Flynn, of course, former Intercontinental Champion, Jethro Hayes, former Grizzly Bear champion, defeating Riona for that Grizzly Bear title.
Jamie
Flynn for the IC title.
So there's a whole lot of interesting stuff going on here. A lot of great talent in this match.
Now Jamie and Jethro could turn around and defeat you and El Rey for the tag titles.
It's a possibility. I won't discount that.
Yeah.
It's one that I'm going to definitely do my best to prevent. But hey, if they can get the job done, that clears me up to go for the world title.
That's true. And here's an interesting thing: is you guys are obviously, as stated, the tag team champions, but you're not as most tag team champions. You're not, an experienced team. Is that or at least in the PWA? Did you guys team prior to the PWA?
Actually, yes, we have.
Oh, okay,
and he's one of my students.
Oh, all right. So I'll just
so I help train him.
I'm just gonna quit going off on that tangent. Then
on top of that, they have the whole United Force tournament to work together, and they've had about two defenses now, so it's not like we ain't seen them work together a few
times. Well, no, that's true. I wasn't implying that. I was just implying that this is not like a year, like a Might and Magic or a Brothers Grimm, type of situation where they are only, primarily the tag team people.
Well, actually, El Rey is primarily a tag team, but he does this in a different company, so that's...
Primarily together. Is what I meant, up until recently, Mo Dashke was rarely seen outside of matches with the Dragon.
Right, and I'm just the opposite. I'm primarily a singles wrestler, but yeah. I do have obvious skills at tag team wrestling. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't beat a champ.
Yeah,
I asked you one more question, Nightmare.
Certainly.
All right, back in the BWF, I remember this sweet little thing that El Rey would come out with. Rose, help me along here, Rose
Montana
Montoya.
Rose.
Montana Rose, she's still tagging along?
Yes, she is. She's currently competing in a women's promotion. And I haven't checked in lately to see how well she's doing, but I do believe she advanced through the first round of their tournament.
please, please, please make sure that she is coming back with you guys for this title match, because I know the fans would be quite happy to get to see her tag along.
I will definitely mention it to El Rey and have him do his best to get her here.
All right. So there we go. So yeah, anyway, Jamie Flynn's able to avenge his loss to Riona Langley. So yeah, Hayes and Flynn pick up a huge win, which catapulted them right to the top of the tag team ranks, you know, right underneath
those,
the champs.
Those weeks of working together are starting to really pay off for them.
I know that. Well, those hours and minutes of working together and, you know, acknowledging
each
other's
existence. It's not like Jamie's unaccustomed to tag team wrestling. He has a couple tag championships behind himself as well.
Well, yeah, you know, and Hayes has come a long way since his debut here in the PWA, and Flynn, of course, is always Flynn is always a force to be reckoned with. So, yeah, it's very, very exciting. Very exciting. And now we've got more backstage shenanigans with starring your favorite president, Robinson, in case I had to tell you. Who's interrogating Scotty Snow. Basically, I'm not happy that, you know, Scotty's messing around with my PWA, and
he mentioned something about being held at a gunpoint.
He did say that. He said that he's not the one that's been doing all the stuff, and the dude that has been doing it been watching in the building, and so I send the security guards out to get to the bottom of all these shenanigans. And that takes us to our television title match between Showtime and the Celtic Fury, Jacob Figgins. Or is that Celtic? I thought it was Celtic.
I believe it's Celtic unless you're a basketball team.
Yes. Yeah. That's one thing I've never understood. Why are they the Celtics basketball team, but everything else is Celtic? But I don't know. Maybe this guy used to be a basketball player for Boston, and maybe he might be the Celtic Fury. I don't know.
Now,
maybe,
is this Jacob Fury? Is this Jacob Figgins one of you?
For all we know.
Mm-hmm. Is this Jacob Figgins one of you new guys, or from the way he spells his name, is he one of those guys who apparently can't sign his name right?
No, this indeed is one of my new signees. I don't know. Yeah, he's brand new to the PWA. This is his very first match. Got thrown to the wolves here against former world champion, current television champion, Showtime. And once again, just like Hunter Sullivan before him, does not disappoint me. Not one single iota. Has one hell of a match. And quite frankly, he's got Showtime beat. You know, if you watch a match, he's got Showtime beat. Unfortunately, he just couldn't do it within the time limit. You know, he'd locked in this submission hold. The Binds of Glyphner, I believe it is called. I think it's one of these Celtic words that I don't know, but anyway, so
this should be a rematch. Definitely, they need to have a definitive winner for that.
Well, you know,
two.
that is I had originally thought that, but then you know what I thought? You know what? This guy's impressed me so much. I'm not going to give him a rematch at the big pay per view.
You're going to give him a GB title match.
That's exactly it. I am giving him a Grizzly Bear title match because, you know, this guy's good, and he's got, you know, there will be a rematch in the future. It just won't be in 2 weeks at London's Burning. It will be later on, and possibly.
Wouldn't it be interesting if it was champion versus champion?
It would also be interesting if this time it was, a Grizzly Bear title match with Showtime coming in as the challenger. So you never know what might happen. So we will see. But again, this guy put on a hell of a debut, and I'm very excited about having this guy on the roster. So now, speaking of guys we're excited to have on the roster, that does not include Chameleon, but he's in the next match. He, of course, comes into this match, the defending PWA world champion. I don't know how many title reigns that is for him. I'm actually a little bit disappointed myself for not knowing. Anybody want to take a wager, a little guess on how many he's had?
I'd say somewhere between 3 to 6, but that's a pretty wide spectrum.
That is a wide spectrum. 4. He's apparently, this is his 4th title reign. I just did the research on that. 4. So there we go. And this is against Matthew Engel. The leader of the MOA, I guess, still. I'm so goddamn tired. And anyway,
I think he's broken away from them now.
We can only hope.
It's so hard for me to figure out anymore. I gotta be
honest. As much as they've done, as much as they've mattered, it doesn't.
Well, that's you know, that's
didn't,
that's
didn't
good
he
point.
Say once already that he left them and then he came back? Ooh, big reveal! I'm still with them.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. And it's like sometimes he's with them, sometimes he's not. It's like one of those on again. You know, like I know this dude Dustin. It's like him and his girlfriend, and it, you just never know. So,
well, until they do something that matters, the MOA, this version MOA doesn't matter.
That's right. The MOA has not been relevant since Clinton was president. Oh, so. Let's so anyway, about the match. Now I will say this about Engel. I have said since was that Sizzler where they had the triple threat match for the world title?
Yes,
Summer Sizzler. And I said that he got robbed at Sizzler and he was the rightful world champion. And I've been saying that ever since then. That was almost 2 months ago now. And
he wasn't able to get the job done against McNasty, but he does get the job done.
Well, he got I say he got screwed on that. He absolutely got screwed. But that's neither here nor there because he got his shot at the gold this time, and he definitely takes care of business. So
only
we have
it. Three tries.
Well, you know that's how it goes sometimes. But very very spectacular. I'm very. I want to say excited to have him as a world champion, much more excited than I was whenever I took over a company with Chameleon as a world champion. So that's very nice as far as I'm concerned. But this is a great match, and I will say the Chameleon put up a fight, but Engel just had his number.
I think Engel just got to the point where he was at the breaking point. This was something to prove to himself. Either he won it or he was done, and he didn't want to be done.
That is a good point. So,
yeah, because he was complaining that he was feeling like he was just spinning his wheels in this company, and well, he definitely can't feel that way now. Let's see how long he retains the title.
That's right. In fact,
that's the true test of a champion. Hopefully,
you hold it a little longer than the Intercontinental title.
That is actually a beautiful segue to me coming out to congratulate him and talk about how he's earned this title and how, he's the face of the PWA now. He is the guy.
Could we invest in some Clarisol then?
What, we have zits? I don't understand what's... yes, so anyways, so what we got... But, you know what, as the top guy, the top dog... He's gonna be the guy really that sells London's Burning because as fantastic as the event is, as the matches, as all the other matches are gonna be, it's the world title and he's got to deliver. And based on that, I had to introduce him to his challenger at the big pay-per-view event in London, England. We'll talk about that. I'll describe all this a little bit later. But of course, it's my man Victor the Beast Stone. Or the animal? I don't remember. God damn it! I need to quit drinking.
The beast. He's the beast.
I think that's what
I
said.
And at the end of that, I do not believe Engel was standing tall.
No, because you know Stone, he's a fucking monster. He is, but we'll see.
One scary guy.
Of course, then we had the final development of the night. After that,
that's right. Security took me outside. They found the van. We thought we had the guy cornered. We opened it up, and there's. What appeared to all appearances to be a bomb counting down. And once it actually hit the zero mark, though, a video played. It's the newest video from the Talent is Alive folks. And that was it. That was the end of the show.
Sure,
and
it seems they didn't get the memo that you're in charge now because they were attributing Chameleon and Razor as being in charge.
Well, I took that more to mean that they were...
Puppeteers.
Well, that they were holding Razor and Chameleon responsible for a lot of things. You know, because like
well,
I said,
with them gone, they can't hold them responsible now. So perhaps they're done with them.
Well, Chameleon's not gone yet, and this guy can make Chameleon. He might just have a grudge against Chameleon. He might just want to be able to come in and humiliate him. You know, he wouldn't be the first person who wants to do that to Mark Summers.
Well, and not
no,
that,
and but... this bears the style of someone I've seen fight him in the past, a gentleman by the name of Eric Draven.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, you know, the more we get in, the accusations are going to fly.
That is nice. You know what? Eric Draven, that is a name that I have not heard for many years, but his wars were legendary with the Summerses, so that would be fantastic. But here's the thing. Just to go back to Nightmare's comment about him blaming, you know, Razor and Chameleon, you know, not getting the memo. Here's the thing, though. They messed up a lot, and a lot of that is wrong with the PWA, according to some people, would be attributed to them. I've only been in charge for a couple of weeks now. So, you know, it's like...
Take time to clean it up.
That's exactly right. Like, you know, like come February 1st, you know, the problems that are still going on in the country, you're not going to attribute those to the new president because he's just cleaning up, you know, the mess that was left for him. Same thing here, folks. I can't fix everything in a week. I'm trying, and Hunter Sullivan and Jacob Figgins are proof positive that I'm on the right track and I'm doing all I can. But man, I'm not a miracle worker, people. So, but I'll tell you one thing: the talent is a lie. I don't want anybody to think that I'm agreeing with this person or any of that, or I'm complacent. But I will say that you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day. That's what I'm trying to say. So.
And conveniently, you notice there's two Sama brothers.
Yes. Yes, you are going to work out much better than what's his name. So, all right. So now that leaves us with a couple of shows to preview real quick. Of course, we've still got Chaos coming up next week. Very exciting. That show will... I can't believe I'm going to say this. That show will show the return of Scott Nash Strader to the PWA, who's not been seen in action for a little while now.
Good to see that he's recovered from his injury.
Yes, I'm very, very excited. Of course, he was supposed to be in the main event at Manitoba Mayhem and was not, allowing Chameleon to win the title.
Which could have spared us some heartache of having to listen to Chameleon gloat about being a champion again.
That is true. He will be taking on the Celtic Fury, Jacob Figgins. So this is a match that I'm... I'm sorry. I got that wrong. It's going to be Scoot Nash Strader taking on the Celtic Fury, Jacob Figgins. So Scoot will be making his triumphant return, not Scott. That would be a different match. We got Nightmare taking on Jethro Hayes. A little bit of a preview of the big London's Burning match there going on.
And unlike London's Burning,
don't you mean tag match?
Unlike Riona, I believe this guy actually has a place in professional wrestling.
Well, Riona's she's got opinions, and I'm doing little quotation marks in the air when I say that. We've got a non-title.
Part two of that is El Rey taking on Jamie Flynn.
Well, yes,
that's an interesting one.
That is true.
Well, El Rey did take down Angle. This will be a definite test for him, however.
Yep, we've got a Duff taking on Showtime in a non-title. Match. Of course, typically the television title is defended on a weekly basis, but since we are going to be, since we've already got, you know, just the way bookings worked this week, I've decided to give Showtime the week off from a title defense, and that way we could focus on London's Burning and everybody else's agendas. So, before anybody asks why he gets the week off from title defense, well, just look at it this way. Not only is it... you know, helps out with getting the London's Burning event ready. But it also means one less title defense that Showtime will have towards his world title shot possibility in the future. Because, trust me, if you weren't around for the PWA way back in the day, you do not want to know what happens with world champion Showtime. That's all I want to say. And then the last match will be Rhona Langley teaming up with Matthew the Virus Engel, taking on Victor Stone and Hunter the Viper Sullivan.
This will definitely be interesting.
Yeah.
They were tag partners this week, and they'll be opponents next week.
Yeah.
Any reason you really split them up, Rob?
Well, why would you think that I would have done such a thing, Mr. Harker? Let's see what kind of wrestling acumen you've got.
Well, you want to know my theory? You want to know my theory why you split them up?
I would love to. Yes, that's exactly what I want to know.
All right, well, let's dove into your psyche. How about this? Little Miss Riona has been on quite the losing streak lately, and let's say that you are a kind and generous man. Let's say. All right, so you team her up with Stone, because he's your boy. You want to make her look good, but they don't look good. They lose to Flynn and Hayes. And you don't want to attribute that to your boy, so what are you going to do? You're going to split them up, and you're going to show, hey, it's her fucking fault. When Stone wins this week, everyone can see he only lost because he was teamed up with that bag of bones, Riona Langley. Is that on, Mr. President?
That sounds pretty good. Not well, yeah, sorry,
we
Nightmare.
We won't have the best of chemistry between Matthew Engel and Riona Langley either, because they've definitely been having their problems.
Well, that's true. But also, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've hooked my man Stone up with Hunter Sullivan, who, you know, as I've been gushing tonight about Hunter Sullivan. And yeah, like you say, similar styles. Both are just they're fighters. I mean, these are not. They might be technically wrestlers, but they are fighters.
You got the submission slayers right there.
Yeah. So this is a team that's going to be like their styles should gel pretty well. And of course, it is a preview for the two main matches of London's Burning, which we will let's talk about. I've got my notes right here. So London's Burning is going to feature, as we've, I think we've already kind of somewhat mentioned all these, but Jethro Hayes and Jamie Flynn versus Nightmare and El Rey for the tag team titles. We've got, this is a match that has not been named on television, but what the hell? Scotty the Panther Snow is taking on Showtime for the TV title. So Scotty, you know, he's coming off a big win on a pay-per-view. And let's see if he can follow it up with another one. This would actually be first-time title gold for Scotty Snow. This would be just huge for him.
Wins a match and then wins a title a month later. I mean, geez, the world is ending.
Yeah, for Scotty Snow, it is. You got Duff Coat Diver taking on the Celtic Fury Jacob Figgins in a Grizzly Beer title match. We've already discussed how awesome Figgins was in his TV title match, and want to see what he's going to do with Grizzly Beer. We have not received word from Mr. Coat Diver as far as what the match stipulations are going to be, but I'm sure it's going to be something interesting. Maybe not as interesting as a hog slopping match, but I'm sure he'll come up with something cool. We've got Riona Langley taking on the Hunter, the Viper Sullivan, which, again, another one of our new guys going right for the IC title, something you don't see a lot of in the PWA. But this guy is I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Impressive. And I just want to see – you know, this is one of those really – one of those sink or swim type of moments. You know, you throw the guy out there, you just got to see what he can do. And, you know, and going up against somebody like Riona Langley, who is, quite frankly, you know, all the things we say about her is impressive in the PWA as far as a win-loss record. So, you know, if he can come out with a win or even a close loss against her, well, that's going to speak very, very highly for Mr. Sullivan there. You know, I'm actually trying to look here. There's the rankings. That's what I'm looking for. I'm just curious what Riona's win-loss record is looking like. Any guesses?
I know she's lost a couple, but not very many. So I'd say she's,
maybe five losses.
Eight out of ten.
Well, her wow. I believe I'm looking. I'm just scanning through here, and
it's a lot lower than I thought.
She actually has the second most impressive win-loss record in the PWA. So pretty impressive. Of course, the most impressive is Showtime's 2-0.
That's not difficult when you only had two matches.
That's true. But Riona Langley is follows up with that with a 16-4-3 record. So the only person I can see that's had more matches, there's only two people that's had more matches than her in the PWA, and that would be Project X and Nightmare.
Actually, if we're talking inactive since
Matthew Engel also. I forgot about.
They've been taking out. I think McNasty had more and. geez, maybe one or two more. We're talking active, you know, Engel and...
Right. I'm talking about people that, yeah, are competing now. See, I guess PX is not really...
Engel and Nightmare really
PX isn't going to be active for a long time.
So anyways...
in the Burn Ward.
So we got that. And speaking of the Burn Ward, that brings us to our main event at London's Burning. You know, this is always one of my favorite events when I was running the PWA, and now I am running the PWA, so haha, I get to do it again. It's going to be Matthew Engel taking on Victor Stone in a London's Burning cage match. Now, what is that, some of you new PWA fans might be asking? Well, we've actually seen one since the PWA's reopened here, and I was actually taking part in that. It is a steel cage, as we've established. However, the steel cage is actually a hollow metal piping. This is not the kind of cage where you climb out the cage or open the door to escape. All the action takes place in the cage, okay? Because these hollow metal piping has like gas pumped through it, and it is lit on fire. So you have a literal fire made or a cage made of flames.
A lot of potential for a lot of damage.
It's
so scary that. One of your opponents for the match you were in didn't even bother showing.
Yeah, and who could really blame him?
Who chickened out? Who didn't
it
show?
Was Sue. Karasu yes. did not show, and he was the champion.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, he found out what we were having, and he's like, you know what, no, thank you.
Well, we talk about guys here who now at Moxie, Jamie Flynn, he was the one you took on, right, Rob?
No, it was...
Vicious.
Vicious?
Yes, it was indeed vicious, and I'm not ashamed to say I actually threw the match, because that throwing the match allowed me to be in the Elimination Chamber match at Revolutions Per Minute.
Very cunning. We couldn't expect less from you.
Who's still here and who's not?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm kind of here. Yeah, I am here, not competitive in the ring, but thank goodness for that, or I wouldn't be heading up the head office. So.
Well, you know, anyone who would look down on you for that, anyone who wrestles, and I should know this, you're here for the world title. Why settle
Absolutely.
For the Grizzly Beard title when you can have a shot at the world title? I mean, what you
yeah,
did
that
is
was,
cunning.
Yeah, that was my thinking, because I was contacted and said, hey, you're going to be in the main event. And then I got thrown into that, and it was like, well, but I can't defend my Grizzly Beard title and compete for it. No, fuck that. So there we go. And that's it. That's all we got for the big previews and reviews and recaps and all that kind of stuff. So, all right, you guys have anything else to add before we wrap this puppy up?
Yeah. All I can say is that the guy that's going around saying that all the talent here is a lie, let's see him get his ass in the ring, and he'll learn real quick that not all of us is a fake.
All right. Mr. Hardcore, anything?
Well, playing devil's advocate, I think we need to look at this a little more. It looks like Mr. The Talent is a lie. Might be having some targets on some people's heads. And I don't think... I think he's trying to get attention more than anything. And maybe if we give him a little more time, as long as he doesn't actually blow the damn place up, I think we're going to start seeing maybe what he's after. Either that, or maybe Rob can finally get someone to sack him and we can learn who the bastard is.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know what? We've covered everything. We've beaten this one to death, so we will come at you hopefully next week. So talk to you then.
Can I put in something like, this is American music. Take one. One, two, three, four. Do you like American music? I like American music. Don't you like American music? Baby.